here in the city of Detroit now, if you hear a youth over TV getting killed, he's 15 and under. And, you know, that does not make sense. It doesn't make sense at all.
Of course, we're talking about Save Our Sons and Daughters, and so sad because your face and your name, I think, really has become a household word in Detroit in recent years. And, you know, unfortunately, started because of sad circumstances in your own family that you did lose a teenage son to violence in Detroit. But the group has grown since then, and you're really reaching out and helping a lot of people in the community. What are some of the things that So Sad does?
Well, this is Monday, so there is a grief counseling program going on at So Sad every Monday. Grief counseling for children, 12 and younger, as well as a family bereavement support group. And there are a number of people in those support groups. There's no week that goes past that new families don't come. And, you know, of course, that is so sad. But in addition to that, we have a support group for men because men do grieve differently and they don't always open up and share their feelings. So there's a separate support group for them at Hartford Memorial Baptist Church on James Cousin and 7 Mile every Wednesday evening at 7. There is a counseling session for individuals or groups on Thursday evening at the So Sad office. In addition to that, we're continuing with our anti-violence program with young people. We're kicking off our Peacekeeper project April 6th, this weekend, at Truth Lutheran Church on Russell, East Russell and Lance. It's in the State Fair I-75 area. Mm-hmm. And
what is
the Peacekeeper Project is an anti-violence project mm-hmm. where we teach young people to be not only peacemakers but peacekeepers. But we teach them to deal with, first of all, to identify what violence is and how violence has impacted their lives, because our young people have been traumatized by violence, some of them all of their lives. And because of this traumatization, many of them are not able to dream. They're not able to fulfill their dreams. They're not able to be what they could possibly be. And violence is having a crippling effect on them, just like it is on many of our neighborhoods and many of our cities. So we are helping our young people to come to terms with what violence is, how it's impacting their lives, and balancing that with what peace is and how each and every person can be a peacemaker and a peacekeeper.